Okay, Rabosai. Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. The top of the Amud. Zel Mershal Avosai, Zel Mershal Avosai. Hai Aisi Sadi Dava Sehu. One of them brought Edom, that was his father. Hai Aisi Sadi Dava Sehu. The other one brought Edom, they ate it, Shnei Chazaka. Amr, Chista Malo Lashakir. The second guy wins with Amigo. He could have said, Tainach, you have Edom, was your forefathers, your fathers, but I bought it from him and I ate it for years. He could have won. So therefore, Bermigo, he's then would say that it was his father's. Abai Rabba was really Hadra Chista, Kismali Shakra, from Edom Lor, meaning you don't say Amigo against Edom. Okay, this seems a little funny to some of the Mepharshim because this is pretty much word for word. The Gemara at the top of Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, except that there it was Rabba against Abaye. And here it is Rav Chista against Abaye the Rabba. Even there, it was unclear if it was Rabba or it was Rabba. But all the Mepharshim made it Rabba there because Rabba, Rabba, the gears always get messed up. They all made it Rabba above because then Rabba is the one who did say Nigumakam Edom. And over here, Rava's with Abaye doesn't say Nigumakam Edom. So Abaye matches. But Rava can't contradict himself. So it has to be Rabba and Rava. You see, even the Rashbam and Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph had this Girsa issue. Tosfos clearly had the Girsa issue in Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. Second Tosfos says, Amar Rava, Malo Lashaker, Rava Garsina, and Abaye and Rava. I mean, the Kama, the Losfir, Lahu, Ha, De Rav Chista. The Malu the Shakar Makom Edom Lo Arinan. Okay, so Tos clearly the Girsa Ishim could be the Rashbam also did, but in any case, because the Rashbam there says Talmido Avaye, maybe emphasizing it's Avaye the Talmud Rava, not the Chaver Rava. But in any case, some of the Mepharshim are not bothered. Why does the Gemara repeat something twice? You know, okay, the Gemara is constructed in a funny way sometimes. You know, that's what happens when you put together a text out of lots of discussions that happen in lots of times and lots of places. But the Tosfos Rid, interestingly, gives a technical reason why this had to be repeated. It says the Tosfos Rid, because Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, it looked like Malu Shakar Makom Edom 1, but then Hadar Amalei, the guy changed his taina, and then we got into Toin Bechoz Ritoi. And so in the end, Migumakam Edim was not relevant in the actual real life case in Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. The guy changed his time and it wasn't issued Migumakam Edim, it was issued with Torah Mechaz Ritoi. So it feels great because you might have thought that we didn't really have a clear psak there. Because in the end, it became irrelevant, it turned into a different sugya. So therefore, I think Murray repeats it here in a different case, which Lachor is the Orshal of Osai, he's talking about a real life case. In a different case where they didn't change their tainas in order to have a clear psak, that you need both cases, one to have a clear psak on Torah Mechaz Ritoi, and one to have a clear psak on Migumakam Edim in a case that actually was a case of Migumakam Edim. That's the Tosfos Rid. The Maharsha points out a wild diuk in the Rashbam. Says the Rashbam here, in the, I guess, the third Rashbam on our page, but it's pretty far down, almost halfway down. Hi, I say, Sade Dav Hasi, he ad yomosam, the guy who brought Raya to his forefathers, that it was his father's, rather, brought Raya to his father's till the day he died. He brought Edom, not just that it belonged to his father, that it belonged to his father, and his father never sold it to the other guy's father. That's clearly a different mitzias than Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, says the Maharsha, because in Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, clearly, there were no Edom that this guy's father didn't sell to that guy's father. How do I know? Because the Gemara says, if he said, your father sold to my father, he'd be Nema. That would be a valid taina. So obviously, there's no Edom against it. So says the Maharsha, he thinks the Rashbam was worried about this. And was worried about, you know, why the same sugya appears twice. And therefore, it's a good deal in the Rashbam. One thing is very clear. The Rashbam and our sugya adds in that the Edom were not just it was Reuben's father, but his father never sold it to Shimon's father. And the Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, it's clear that Reuben's father might have sold it to Shimon's father. So that would be a valid taina for Shimon to make. So he said there are actually two different sugyas lagamre. One is a sugya about Me go against Adim, where it could be that maybe he really means something that your father sold it to my father that wouldn't be against the Adim. That's Lamed Aleph. And Lamed Gimel is a sugya where it's me go against Adim, and the me go is totally against the Adim. When I say it's my father's, there's no way that can fit with the Adim, because the Adim say not just that it was your father, that it wasn't my father. So that's me go makam Adim. Remember, the machlokes there were me go makam Adim. Then we believe the Migo against the Edom, or just the Migo helps us reinterpret your words so it's not against the Edom. Lamed Aleph is a Migo, which you could reinterpret your words not be against the Edom. And Lamed Gimel and Bey is a Migo, which is totally against the Edom. That's Marsha's Diuk in Rashbam. So it's two answers we find in the Rishonim, seems like good Diuk, to why the same sugya appears twice, besides the answer of just Stam. You know, which is anything's possible, but not totally satisfying. The Marsha adds another fascinating point. This did not work in the Rashbam himself. The Rashbam had the Gersa Brava, the Urim Rava here. Ram said, the Marsha said, now we can defend the Gersa Brava and Daf Lamed Aleph. Again, Rashbam knew about the Gersa Brava and had Rava. Tosfos knew about the Gersa Brava and had Rava. But obviously, there's a strong Gersa Brava, and all the Rishonim erased it because it didn't match. Says the Marsha, it's a shame that he's based on the Rashbam, and the Rashbam doesn't, you know, doesn't go this way. Says the Marsha, you can defend the Gersa of Rava. Maybe in Daf Lamed Aleph, Rava says we believe the Migo, and Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis, Rava says we don't believe the Migo. Why? Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, we believe in the Migo to reinterpret your words to mean that my father bought it from your father and not be against the Edom. That Rava says is valid. In Lamed Gimel and Beis, we'd have to use the Migo to contradict the Edom, and that Rava thinks it's not valid. Okay, so that is that might explain the repetition of this sugya. Now let's go on to the main sugya today. How do Amrlei Lechavri, my boys Bahai Ara? Right, like starts like every other sugya in our parak. Amrlei Minachzev Zavnei V'Achalte Shnei Chazaka. Okay, also sounds like every other sugya in our parak. Okay, I bought it for you and have Chazaka. All the guy needs to do is bring Edom for 3 years and he wins. He brought Adam for only 2 years. Okay, one thing is very pashut. He only brought Adam for 2 years. He doesn't have a chazaka. He loses. He has to give the land back. What's the chiddush of Rav Nachman? Amar Rav Nachman Hadra Ad Arava Hadri Peyre. Not only does he have to give the land back, he has to pay him back for the 2 years of payros he ate. Okay, this is Rav Nachman also. But Metzia has the shita that whoever wins the land wins the payros. That he has to give back the 2 years of payros. Umbrevid. That is not such a big finish. After all, if we say, let's say Reuben's the Ma'arer and Shimon's on the land now, Shimon only has 2 years of Eden, the land goes back to Reuben. Well, if it was Reuben's land, then it was Reuben's payros also. So Shimon has to pay him back for 2 years of payros. Apparently, Shimon was very foolish. He shouldn't have brought Eden at all, rather than bring Eden that he ate it for 2 years. Amarav Zvid.
That was like one of the Nachmanides. That's why it's not separate. Why it's separate Edos? It's not Chetzi Davar.
Correct. That was correct. That was the sheet of the Rif as to why it's not Chetzi Davar later on in Daf and Puff. Although I'm not sure we'll get to know about this one. So Amar Zid. Here's the Chiddush. In Tom Yomer Lepirsh Yerati Naman. What if Shimon says it's not my land at all? And all the Rishonim say, it doesn't mean he changed this time all of a sudden. No, he already lost. It means originally, instead of saying it's my land that I ate it for 3 years of Chazaka, and then only find the Edom or two, he says, what do you mean? You just sold me the right to the payros from your land. And I paid you for 2 years worth of payros, or 3 years, or however many years he claims is irrelevant. I just bought the payros off you. So then he's Nama, and then Shimon obviously has to give the land back. He doesn't claim to own the land, but he doesn't have to be back for the payros. He's believed to say that that he bought the payros. Lav mi amar Rav Yehuda haiman dedoket maglo tovliya va amar ezel ve igdri ledikla lepanya dizavne nihali mahaman. Right? Didn't Rav Yehuda say someone who takes these tools tools for, well, we're not sure exactly what they're for. That depends on the girsa, but some sort of rope to climb up and some sort of knife or sickle to harvest. And he says, I'm going to go igdere l'dikla l'planya, right? Which if you have the word, the kirsa igdere, what does it mean? What is igdere? Go there tomorrow? To reap, to harvest.
Harvest.
If you would have the word igzere, the girsa of igzere, which is a very subtle shift in girsa, then what would it mean? Lechor, to cut down the actual trunk of the tree, to use the wood. In any case, he's Mehemon, he's Naaman. Why is he Naaman to either chop down his friend's tree or harvest his friend's produce? Amalo, chutz of inish, to go to dick with a lot of delay. All right, a person would not have the chutzpah to chop down or to harvest the dekel that wasn't his. Likewise here, a person wouldn't have the chutzpah to harvest produce that's not his. So would you believe if he says that he bought the produce? Let's just take 1 second to look at the original tin of lemigzar or lemigdar dikla delav delay. All the Rishonim are very bothered, including Tosfos here, by the Gemara and Bava Kamma, Daf Tzali Alafo Beis. If I accuse you of Nitziosai Katzatzta, you chop down my trees, and you say your defense is, but I told you to do it, then I win. Right? You're not believed to say that I told you to chop down my trees. That's a little funny. If you're believed to say you bought the tree to chop down, so I understand there's a subtle difference. You're believed to say one case is where I told you to chop down my tree, the other is where I sold you the tree and let you chop it down. But if you're believed to say you bought the tree and chopped it down, you should also be believed to say that you, amigo, that you have permission to chop the tree down. So all the Rishonim are very bothered by happen, Baba Kama Daf Tzadi Aleph. You are not believed to that you have permission to chop the tree down. And in our sugya, you are believed that you bought the right to chop my tree down. Of course, this is not a problem according to Tosfos. Why is this not a problem according to Tosfos and the Ravid? Because Tosfos has the gears of the Ezel v'Agdere, and Tosfos has that gears of Zavka. Ted, he says, no, you're only believed to say you bought the fruits, the produce, the harvest of the punch, the date palm. You're not believed to say you bought the tree to chop down. Why? Because it is common that I would sell you my harvest, right? It's a common thing for a farmer to do. Usually farmers would just harvest themselves and then sell it and shook by the kilo. But sometimes farmers just sell the harvest as a whole because they want a big cash lump sum. But it's not common for someone to sell their tree, a perfectly good tree to cut down, because why would I sell you a perfectly good tree to cut down? It's not worth it compared to the number of fruits it would produce. And therefore, Tos says you're only Naaman for the Peros, not for the Elon. And that's the difference between. So if you have our case, what is our case? Baba Basra, Lama, Gimel, and Beis versus Baba Kama, Sadi, Alaphom, and Beis. Says Tosos and the Raven, no problem. Only for paper.
Rebbe, the camera's not focused.
The camera's not focused. Whoa.
Hey, if the camera's not focused, how can the Talmidim be focused?
Exactly. Perfect.
Focused, then hopefully the Talmidim as well. This is. Okay, so that's no problem. That's Tosos right here. The Ravid says this as well. On the Rambam, he doesn't say he's answering this question. He said, "Unmufarshim the agdri ledikla leplanya bilkidas aperos." Come on, go to return, etc. But the Rambam clearly there's the other approach. Says the Rambam, "Mishalak akardu yomarinu holech ligzor diklo shel ploni shemachroli the charas hadekel." Says about the chop down igzrei, and even an hour. Gemara, the Gersa is funny. You notice it started with Igdere and then ended with the Guzar. Okay, so clearly the Gersa is not doing it. It says Karat HaDekel. So what about the Rambam and the Ramban and others who say that it means chopping down the Dekel in our Sugya? How would they answer the stira between here and Baba Kama? So here there are two approaches. Even on the side of the Rambam, you have two approaches, and the Ramban brings down the same two approaches that the Nosikim of the Rambam say. Says the Ramban, this is a big machlokes Rishonim, that you have to be a dayik in the lashon of the sugya. What does it say? Haiman did not get magnet filo, but Omar Ezel Idris de Kumpanya. He said he's going to chop it down. It's only if he announces beforehand. If he just chops something, then no, then he's just a thief. It's only if he announces it first, a big chutzpah. No one at the chutzpah to announce they're going to steal something, right? Generally, when I want to steal, I don't usually steal. I usually try not to ever steal. But if I want to steal something, I wouldn't announce it first. That would be very foolish. Who is the chutzpah to announce? I'm going to steal something, go steal it. When you steal something, you do it quietly. So rather, it's only because of the announcing. So one answer is, and this is what the Ramban himself thinks, and this is what the Magid Mishnah says on behalf of the Ramban. He says it's only because he announced that he was going to do it beforehand. Yeah, if you announce it beforehand, you wouldn't have the chutzpah to announce beforehand that you're going to steal something that's not yours. And of course, the case of Bar Metzia is where there was no prior announcement. And Baba Kama, I mean, where there was no prior announcement, no problem. The Ramban has a little bit of a problem. What about, what's the whole point of our Gemara? We don't bring this in because we care about palm trees. We bring this in to the guy who was ate the papers of someone else's field for 2 years. There, he didn't announce anything beforehand. So the Ritva sounds like maybe he making a kippa. Maybe our case where he did announce beforehand. Maybe our case where Zvid is saying he's Mammon is where he did announce it beforehand. Or the Ramban, the Rashba said, no, if you do something for 2 years, that counts like announcement. When you go on and do something again and again and again over 2 years, that's as if you announced beforehand because you're publicizing so much. Okay, so we can get that to work with our subject. However, the Ramban, the Shem Yish Omer, as well as the Lecha Mishnah, the Das Haramba, says a different shot. Sorry, Morty, can you figure out where the noise is coming from and mute wherever it's coming from, please? And they say that here, the Ramban doesn't say he was quoting. The Lecha Mishnah doesn't say he was quoting. But he says some people, Ika da Amri, that, you know, it's not Dafka announcing. And what they say is that there's another difference, is that there's no conditions here, but let's say this. This is, he doesn't make a condition, he doesn't say only pairs, but it's believable that someone would sell a tree to chop down. After all, usually you don't chop down trees, but it could be that it's believable that someone would sell a tree to chop down against muscles. However, in Baba Kama, it's not believable that I would tell someone to chop down my tree if he didn't pay me. Like, that's the Ramban and the Yeshua, the Chumisha. No, Baba Kama, he doesn't say you sold me the tree. He says you told me to chop it down. That's not believable. It is believable to say, look, you want my tree for some reason, offer me a lot of money, I decide it's worth it, I sell you the tree. Damn, a hot Swedish loser, a big blood, and you must have paid me for the tree like you claimed. You paid said paid me, and I'll tell you worth my wallet, chop down the tree. Why? You had your reasons. But in Baba Kama, you chopped down my tree, your defense just, I told you to do it for no fathomable reason. That is not believed, even though you do have amigo, meaning, in this case, there's no amigo you could say you bought it because you're not believed to have bought the tree itself. In this case, there's no amigo you could say you bought it because you didn't make a net before, so you wouldn't be believed. Here, There is a midot, but it's such a strong anan sadi that I would never have told you to chop down the tree for no reason. That says the Rabban, no matter what midot you have. But he doesn't use the words anan sadi, but anan sadi will use the words anan sadi. It's the midot. You do have a midot. You could have said you bought the tree and didn't believe, according to this third approach, but. Since we're so sure that you're lying, because no one's also going to chop that tree for no reason, and the guard there makes no hint, there's no reason to chop down the tree. Therefore, you're not believed even with the Migo. Okay, now let's get back.
There's even an Isser.
What? And there's even an Isser B'Davar. Correct. There's even an Isser B'Davar. Correct. Okay, now let's get back to our sugya, right? Why did they bring this to our sugya? To make a soup shell, to extrapolate good vocabulary lesson. Those who knew the word sushi shell, learn to extrapolate, vice versa. Our case, you're believed if you ate the pear of someone else's field to say you bought the pears, even though it wasn't 3 years, you're not believed to say you bought the cotton. Believe say you bought the pears because lo chutz of inish. Now, the big machlokes is already Tosfos discusses what is exactly the case. What's the case where you believe because of lo chatzis, right? So, what's the case where lo chatzis v'chulei wins? And here Tosfos asks a question, Perish Trila, Ki Amarli, my advice by Ara. Okay, first of all, he makes very clear, I haven't seen no arguments on this, that the case we believe with the taina of the Perish Yerazi, we say that originally. Abgal B'Shosha Akhalei Bals. What does Mary Gershon say? You should be believed because if you tainad l'peiros yiranti, you would be neman. Right? It doesn't say exactly when you tainad l'peiros yiranti. It's a little funny. Amar Zid on my hobby time. If you tie up, right?
He's going back to Rav
Nachman. He is going back.
I reject Rav Nachman because of this.
But I it sounds more like he means, and here maybe I'm adding words, that I reject Rav Nachman because of the question of the Rishonim, which is Migo, he could have said. Yeah. Okay. So then let's come back to that then. Right, okay, but let's come back to that then, because that's the end of Tosos. Ask Tosos. The im toma my irishon lochatz if tevul mishon the toughest midyav and tafel she inosu in lahashul lahaskir the yomer kuchim biyadi neman. Why do you need a special rule of lochatz? Why not say anyone's toughest the tafel? There's only two exceptions. Tosos here is one exception is very masu in lahashul lahaskir. Okay, this means most the parish and most rishonim the sefer shulos that if there are things that are commonly borrowed or rented. Right, classic example. Right, to have in Tel Aviv, don't they have like rental bikes all over the place? Scooters or whatever. And you should line two rental bikes. So if I'm holding the rental bike, even though I'm mochstuck, I'm not neman to say that I bought it because obviously I just rented it. So if there is a
you know, some sort of smart lending library, and I'm holding safer on Amazon to say that I bought it because it's obviously borrowed. Okay, exactly where you draw the line. That's a whole swing in and of itself. There's also the Mara later on in Daf Lamed Vav. What else? Even if I'm holding it, am I not able to say I bought it? Daf Lamed Vav. Goats, right? Animals that graze and walk around on their own because anyone can grab them. Okay, so says Tosafot, but besides that, normal items, whoever's holding it is always Ne'eman to say they bought them. Anyone who's holding something is always Ne'eman. The Mochsek always wins. So those says, why do I need a special Lochatzeh? Doesn't the Mochsek always win when he's holding something? So Tosafot says, yes, the Mochsek always wins. But he says, when does the Mochsek always win this? Remember at the very beginning of the year, we had a Rabbi Chanan who answered a question Rabbi Akiva Eger based on this Tosos. Tosos says, when do I always win when I say I own something if I'm holding it? If I'm holding it, if I'm mochzak. Says Tosos, Yeshlom the answer of time lochatz if him licked on beinyet v'shos she'enu shalo the lo tafas v'hem. When do we need lochatz? What does lochatz add to the general rule of mochzak? It adds that even if I'm not mochzak, let's say I pick them and then I put them in a reshus she'enu shalo. I put them in something else's reshus. Nonetheless, I am still ne'eman to the lochatzef. Lochatzef helps it even if I'm not mochzak, even if they're in someone else's rishos. Okay, even if they're in whose rishos? What does it sound like in Tosis? Even if they're not in my rishos, but rather in the rishos of? What does it sound like Tosis? Rishos de Yerushalo?
So you think Tosis means the rishos of the former owner. Okay, who agrees with you? The Beis Yosef. Says the Beis Yosef. The Torah says, even if the owner of the field comes and finds them in his field, even if they're in the other guy's field, once you pick them, you are Naaman. And says, safe, this means even if they're on the ground. That's my chlok's ratios in Bach. Bach says it means that they're in my basket. Just that even if they're on the ground, even if they're in the other guy's field, I'm still Naaman. Why? Nearly Shalom, came Tosos. Because based on Tosos, Tosos said, even if they're not in my property, the Imkin came to the laws, Rishoshim Bo. Once it doesn't matter which Rishosh they're in, I feel like I'm going to stay Atman, even if they're in the Marakama's Rishosh. Kamen Shalikdan Shaykh Tama Delo Chatzif. Are the windows open? Getting a lot of noise. Yeah. So, says Tosos, the fee Base Yosef, and the Torah fee Base Yosef. Right, the Beis Yosef interprets the Torah, and Tosafot interprets the Torah to have a very, very powerful version of Lo Chatzit. Afilu munachim besade shel. How would it call the other guy? Maybe the Marakama. Right. Even if they're in the sade of the Marakama, nonetheless, Lo Chatzit makes me win, even if you're mochzak, meaning even if the other guy's mochzak, I win because of lochatzeh. I am not convinced by the Beis Yosef. That's a very big case. Even motzi miyada hamochzak, right? Meaning even if the other guy's mochzak, right? That's what he's saying. Even if the other guy is mochzak. Okay, that's one shita. What is he saying then? That its lochatzif is so strong that even though you're the marakama, right? Let's think about it. I cut the payros and they're on the ground in your field. You're the marakama of these payros. You're the mochzak in these payros because they're in your field. Nonetheless, I win because lochatzif is araya gemura. It's an anansadi araya gemura, not just anansadi the way some of the word of chani is. It's araya gemura. In other words, what is the power of anansadi? I'm sorry, the power of Lochatzef Bechuli, it is a Raya Gemura 100%. That's what Beis Yosef interprets Tosos.
It says, Kedush Shekaba Ochle, Zebo Lachit Sinan. That's heard like that.
No, because that's the Havmin of Tosos before he has the Im Tovar.
Yeah, before he asked in Torah or anything, so only if he already ate that, or the guy told him most from him. But then he says in Torah, that makes no sense, because then that's obvious when that one hugs it. So then Tosos changes. That's only the Hafnir. That's not Hafnir before the in Torah. Correct. That's the setup for the in Torah. He sets up the in Torah for what you think the case is, and then says in Torah, and says, no, it must be a different case. Definitely. But the, I mean, I think no matter what you say in Tosos, you're going to have to say that. However, I call Pashim Shach in Tosos, so Tosos in the Dayak, he says, V'niach Rishos She'enon Shalom. It didn't sound like he said, I put in your Rishos. Sounds like he put in a third party's Rishos. That's what I thought Tosos meant. Again, I'm against Beis Yosef, but I think also, so I looked around to be against Beis Yosef, you know, you need to try to round up some allies. And I saw the way some of the Rishonim quote Tosos. Sounds like what I thought. For example, if you look in the, you don't turn the page, but I'll just read it on Gosa Shri. The Gosa Shri quotes Tosos, right? He says, this is Marina Rabbi Cheskel quoting the Re, right? Our Tosos, maybe it doesn't say the Re, but, you know, stop Tosos the Re. How does he quote Tosos? He basically quotes Tosos. In general, whenever the Gosa Shri quotes from Mahariach, Rabbi Cheskel, he's quoting Tosos. What is the Hagosa Shri, the way he says it is, Ela Shelikton Nichon Bershus Acherim. Right? Bershus Acherim. Bershus Acherim doesn't mean Bershus that guy. Nichon Bershus Acherim. Put in the third part. So I put Pashtus and Tosos. Let's call this Tosos with the Hagosa Shri. Okay. I think that Pashtus Tosos. No, what it means is Afilo Munachim. Rishos she'eino shel shmeihem. Even if it's a rishos she'eino shel shmeihem, that's what Tosfos means. That's the parable of Chatzit. It's not parable of being motzi from Mosar, because to be motzi from Mosar, you need hamotzi chavero all of Haraya. Okay, over all of Haraya, this is not going to be a hamotzi chavero all of Haraya. It's not Raya Gemura. I mean, even though for Chanan, when he analyzed Tosfos, again, you have to know that sometimes he uses Lashon Lo Adafka. He says, Tosos must say, look, which is for the other Rishonim, which he didn't get to yet, so we're going the opposite direction of that. But the, and he says, but he says, Anasadi, don't mean Anasadi Gomer. If it was a total Anasadi, it was 100% proof, then it would go to you with 100% proof. It doesn't matter where it is. Right? So Lachot, what he means is, it is a beaver, but not 100%. If it was 100% beaver, then it would be mostly from the Mossad. No, Tosa sounds like it's only if it's a neutral shus. What does that mean? Only if neither is Mossad, right? But he's saying even if neither is Mossad, even if neither one is Mossad, Moksa, because it's in a neutral Rishas, Lochatzit makes me win. What's the power of Lochatzit? It seemingly overcomes your Cheskas Marakama. It overcomes your Cheskas Marakama.
It overcomes your Cheskas Marakama.
I think that's the, well, then Rochatzit has a question, right? In the beer, if it's not 100%, it's powerful enough to override the Cheskas Marakama. It's not powerful enough, again, if I'm Moksak, I don't need a Lochatzit. I mean, I'm Moksak. If you're Moksak, then my Lochatzit won't help. So not 100% proof. But it's enough proof that if it's in no man's land, not even though you're the Marakama, it overrides your Cheskas Marakama.
In other words, there's no difference between a third party or Rishus HaRabim.
Correct. Correct. The third party or Rishus HaRabim. Correct. Hey, lopped off the third party, even though he said this. Hey, Rav Lachor, it could be Rishus HaRabim as well. Lachor.
I'm so basically just understand the case of Rabbi Yehuda. Basically,
how did Beis Yosef understand the case of Rav Yehuda, where he's. How does the Beis Yosef understand? How does everyone else? Because we'll have lots of Rishonim who are even, you know, who are even more, you know, or less expansive than either of Tosfos.
right? Meaning most Rishonim will say only through the Mosav. So how do they understand Rabbi Yehuda? The answer is not. Rabbi Yehuda is talking about when no one objected. If no one objects, then we rely on this. We don't stop. If no one objects, the guy doesn't say, I didn't tell you anything. If no one objects, then this little chatzim is strong enough that we don't stop you. Because after all, no one tying us the other way. There's no din Torah here.
You have no right to take
a stop. Well, the question is whether you have a right to interpose whether we have to stop you. Do we have to stop you? Do we have a chiyuv of, you know, I don't know, Hashem Sadeva or of Hochech Luchich Samisecha or whatever it may be? Do we have a chiyuv to stop you if no one objects? If it's you have a tainus bari and no one tainus against you. Okay, you have a tainus bari and no one tainus against you. And the question, no one even tainus shema against you. Question is, you have a tainus bari, do we have to get involved? Then the chatzim is strong enough, even if you're not yet bari. That's a different case. But you're right, what turns out here is that there are two uses of lochatzim. One is that we don't have to get involved and stop you if there's no din Torah and there isn't any taina. And the second is that if there is a taina afterwards, then you have evidence to win. Then you have evidence to win. Okay, I think that's reasonable. Now, here Rav Chanina asks a simple question, because l'chora this is overriding Cheskas Marakama. L'chora this is overriding Cheskas Marakama, if you think about it. What's the Chiddush is that, no, this beaver, it's clearly some sort of beaver. It's not, and that's what Rav Chanina says. It's not strong enough to be motzi miyad ha-mochzak. Again, if you assume that, like Beis Yosef says, some of that says, Rishush English the law sounds like the Gas Hashem. That means Rishush shot a beaver. But strong enough to be motz to override, let's say, Cheskas Marakama. But it's strong enough to override Cheskas Marakama. Okay, here the Rebbe Chanan has a question which I would be given a different answer to. Maybe you all know. What do we see from here? Lo chatzit is strong enough to override Cheskas Marakama. Now, he asked the question only on Tosos. Tosos, the Ramaskel, hopefully you know all the Tosos that are for you. There are four Tosos, each of which are interesting. Tosos to Ramaskel Iha, Apilo Aranami. Tosos says that lo chatzit, even without Achlishtar. Tosos says no need to bring Achlishtar. Achlishtar comes from something else. Lo chatzim is not strong enough to win the karka, right? Don't interpret the market shuto. Don't think that, what does it sound like when we're saying? Ihachi aranami, aranami le'achvishtara. If so, then if I eat, in Ramachal's case, if I ate the papers of your karka for 2 years, I should win the land. Because lo chatzim, I wouldn't be chatzim to eat and it wasn't mine, so it must be my land. Kaniyar says, oh, you would, but there's a counterbalance. Achvi shtar, your lack of a star is a right against you. Tosa says, no, don't read the Gemara that way. It can't be. Tosa says, achol karka pshita shiachter geinu nemalaba. It's pasha that I can't keep the karka, so I'm not nemalan to take things from now on. Right? Meaning, if I'm saying I'm going to eat your deco, and you come and you object, you say, no, I never sold you a deco, and I don't. So here, the Rav Chanan asks, let's see Rav Tosos. After Rav Chanan, he says, Stira in Tosos. Why? What's the Stira in Tosos? On the one hand, when it comes to the Peros, then Lo Chatzif, the Chumi, meets Cheskas Marakama. Right, it's no man's land in neutral territory. No one, neither of us is Mochzak, but you're the Marakama. My Lochatzit beats your Cheskas Marakama. And when it comes to the Karka, right? This is in the first Tosfos, the Masel Be'i, this is in the Tosfos Masel Be'i, this is just above, right? When it comes to the karka, what do we say? We say no. Lochotzit for sure had no happening when we need a karka. I know that's what it sounds like. Nigor Tosfos says impossible. Lochotzit cannot be the lochotzit, but coolly, is not strong enough, even in the habanina. Forget about the maskana achvich storach, meaning there's a right against it. It's not strong enough, even as a habanina. It's not strong enough. Forget about la halacha to win karka from the marakal. Now, in the case of the karka, I'm actually in the karka. So fine, say there's no one stop with the karka. You can't hold karka. There's only marakal in karka. So how come lochotzit is strong enough? I mean, it's really a question no matter how you say this, right? How come lochotzit is strong enough to be mostly the payros, even though you're the barakama and the payros, if there is no man's land. If no one's mostly got payros, lochotzit beats the chesed barakama. But if no one's holding land, because you can't hold land, I'm holding land. Let's ignore that. Let's say no one's holding land. Then my lochotzit is not strong enough, even as a habbeinah, to beat your chesed barakama. So that is Merochamet's problem. Maybe someone has an answer. He basically gives an answer with an okenta. That you have to get okenta, and even then, he's assuming it's true. He says, maybe there was no marakam in the papyrus. Maybe we misinterpreted it. Maybe you have to get okenta, there was no marakam in the papyrus. How is there no marakam in the papyrus? I claim that I bought these papyrus before they started growing. Then I claim that I'm the marakam. I'm the original owner of the papyrus. If you claim you're the original owner of the papyrus, which means there's no marakam, if we make my taina that I bought the papyrus before they existed, and your time, you own the papyrus before they existed, then neither of us is the marakama. It's like me saying this was mine since it existed, and you saying it was yours since it existed. He's almost talking about this because maybe just like the chazaka, the mother works for the kid, for everyone except for Rashi Bayanai, right? So they were told it's not Rashi, right? Just like the father works for the kid, or the mother works for the kid, but hardly the test is marakama. The carcass worked for the papyrus. But that's what, due to this, Rabbi Elchanan suggests, due to this, Rabbi Elchanan suggests, so says Rabbi Elchanan, an alternate suggestion, which is based on it's a little dacha because he needs to know kipta and an assumption in halacha, right? It's bad enough he needs to assume a new halacha or to take an okipta. He needs to do both. He needs to assume a halacha, the chazaka of Mother Earth doesn't work for baby produce. And in these little kipta, that I don't claim to have bought the papyrus from you after they started growing. I claim to have bought the papyrus from you before they started growing. Okay, it might not be such crazy kipta, and it could be you could get into what counts as starting to grow, when the pre-counts is existing. You know, you have to figure out where to go the line. That's like the calories are not the issue. Says Rav Chanan, he says no. Not strong enough even to override Cheskas Marakama. According to Tosos. Tosos Lushitasa, meaning Tosa minority Shita, perhaps. I don't know, half Shita, whatever. But Tosos Lushitasa, not strong enough to overwrite Cheskas Marakama, and therefore he has to say the Okinta is She'ein Marakama Klal. Make an Okinta, there is no Marakama, because each of us claimed to have only scrutiny before they grew, in which case, what's the power of Lochatet? There's no Marakama. There's no marakama. No one's mosak. There's no marakama. What's the power of lochotzit? Maybe it's just to take us out of kol olam gvar. You might have thought, we were mentioned a few times, that when you have something that, you know, again, subtlety, but the general rule is, let's assume the general rule, we'll get to it, is that when something is not in either of our drushos, and none of us has any marakama, and none of us has any rights, has any proof, then kol olam gvar, the power of lochotzit is powerful enough to override kol olam gvar. If not for lochotzit, we say kol olam gvar, with lochotzit, right? In which case, so then what does lochotzit do? If we both equally claim to do our time, and neither is Mochsa. What does Mochsa do? It overrides Kolai, you know, get me out of Kolai and Bar. If not for Lochatze, we take Kolai and Bar, the power of Lochatze, the Chulin, is to get out of Kol Da'olim Gvar. Okay, he doesn't say that, but that's what he has to say. That is a Rochana. La'niyas Dati, I think you can say different Rochana. Okay, I'm not going to say sick, that is a Rochana.
There's a chazaka that everything out of the trees which belong to the Marakama belongs to the Marakama, even if it doesn't exist yet?
That's exactly where Rochanan asks on himself. Rochanan says, no, just like the chazaka of the mother works for the baby in Yama Emelech, just like the chazaka of the father works for the Kohen in our Gemara earlier, according to everyone of Barashi, maybe, and again, we're not Rashi here, he thinks really the chazaka of the markama of the karka should work for the payrus, and therefore he's the son of whether his answer works. But in less greater, he doesn't have a better answer. That nearly means daiti.
This is not much more later than the omelet. It should work by karka, much does not work. But really, that doesn't help you in the karma. They work exactly the same way.
Hold on. Let's say the payrus are piled over there. Do I get to keep those papers from now on? Yes. It works to be kind of loud. So why can't I keep the land from now on?
Good question. Tosa says it.
Okay.
I did the question. Tosa says it.
Okay. But what does Tosa mean by that? What Tosa means by that is, what does Tosa mean by that? Is that the payros, I'll try to explain what Tosa means by that. Give me a second. Let me ask the idea. I want to answer Rochana's kasha in a different way. What do you think? He seems to have a good kasha. Tosa seems to make sense. So Dovi says, he says, and Dovi is a ring on. That's what Tosa says, right? Tosa says, no. I can't win the karka. Taking the karka away from the Barakama is like taking something from now on. It's not like having taken something already. But keeping the payros, even though they're in a third party for shus, that's just keeping something I already have. You know what? Maybe I'm wrong. I'll tell you what I was going to say. But maybe it's not so passionate. Okay, I'll tell you what I was going to say. But then I'll tell you that maybe Dovi's right, and I was only making Tosas. I was going to say maybe Cheskes Markama by Metalpa, Cheskes Markama by Karka are not really the same thing. By Metalpa, there is such thing as Mos. Cheskes Markama has certain power. It's Chazaka de Meikara, let's say. Right? It's as good as Cheskes Kafros, as good as, you know, Cheskes Ibzer, but it's good as Mos Meikara Parai. Because since you can hold the top line of Cheskes Markama, it's just another Chazaka. When it comes to Karka, though, you can't hold Karka. Remember, this was, again, here we're using Rochana. This is a hosting Rochana. So when it comes to Karka, without talking about Karka versus Metalka, when it comes to, I think I might have come, yeah, not big speaking. What I want to say is maybe when it comes to Karka, Cheskes Markama is stronger than my Metalka, because that's the only kind of Chazakas there is. When it comes to Karka, Cheskes Markama is like, well, it'd be equivalent of holding on to it. That's much stronger than just a Stam Chazaka. That's a much bigger role of a ride. And what I want to say is that maybe you could, what's the answer? Answer is the Koben's Shirin. He answered that, make an Okimta in the Peros, that there's no Marakama. I wanted to say no. Nearly needs IT, I would answer that, that there's a difference. Cheskes Marakama Bekarkaos is stronger than Lochatzit Mechule. Cheskes Marakama Bekarkaos is stronger than Lochatzit. However, Cheskes Marakama Bimetaltalin is weaker. Why? Because the Metalpalin Cheskes Marakama is just a Chazaka. We don't even find Cheskes Markama a lot by Metalpalin. How do How often do you find Peskas Mar Kama mentioned by the Talmud in Shas? It's not mentioned here by name. Maybe one place in Shas you find Peskas Mar Kama mentioned by the Talmud. I'm sure there's more than I'm thinking of, right? But Metziyat Daf Kof, where I traded a donkey for a cow. And let's say, I don't remember about actor to which, the cow died, we're not sure if I actually, no, the donkey died, we're not sure if it was before or after the transaction, we're not sure if I fired the cow or not, or the cow gave birth, we're not sure if it was before or after, we're not sure. And so the nurse says, well, why don't you see his mother? I say, well, no one's Moslem. It's in, there's just a rabbi. Why don't you see who the Mark Kappa? So in one place we find Mark Kappa in Poplin, and that's one weird case. In general, Chet Mar Kama is not a big deal. Like a Poplin, yeah, it's a group that's worth something. It's not worth very much. As opposed to Karka, everything goes by Chet Mar Kama. Why? Because that is the way to be Moslem on Karka. That is a minor factor by the Poplin. So here, what am I claiming? I'm claiming that Chet Mar Kama by Poplin is just a, it's just a Stam Kadaka. It's just a Stam Kazaka. Here, it's a Moslem. By karka, the markama is holding the karka. You mean 100% completely equal. Well, that's not 100%. By the top lid, that markama is a factor. It's a tiebreaker. Like in Bava Kevitsiyadakov. If you don't know how to possibly this, there's no evidence either way. No one's mossa, then you break the tie of markama. It's a very weak tiebreaker. Therefore, lochatzit overrides markama. That's how I would advance lochatz kasha. Why doesn't he? I guess he's not comfortable saying he's a complete talk of the topic in terms of markama, but I am. Now, Dolby, and I want to read that into Moses also, although Dolby is giving me his trademark eyes. I want to read that in Tosas also. And that's a Tosas piece. By karka, taking it away from our kama is considered lahava. That means I am from now on taking it away from someone who held it until now. Ah, taking karka from our kama, even though I'm the karka, that's called lahava. I am now taking it away from you from now on because you're really the one holding it. If you're the mar kama, it's only for the fish. As opposed to the toplin, that's the past. I really took it away from you. You're not holding it anymore. Since Markham and Karka is still holding it, that's what will happen. Take it away from now on from who's holding it. Okay, that's why I want to be Tosos. I could theoretically perhaps have read it a little differently, focusing on the Lava. Now it'll be pressured me a little, even though he seems to have come around a tiny bit. No, he did not. He was just being polite.
Condescending.
That maybe the real difference is, if you think about it, what's the difference between the karka and the metatlin and tosos? The metatlin, even though it's in someone else's rishus, I picked it up once for you. The karka, I've never picked up yet, perhaps because it's impossible to do so, but nonetheless, I've never picked up. That's called lahava, and really the point of tosos is, the way Dovi's reading it, is that why does it work if it's in someone else's rishus? Because I picked it up once. That's why it works when someone else was just. I picked it up once. But if I hadn't picked it up once, then it would not work. Right? That's what you want to say, Dovin?
No, it's not really the pleasure of first places.
This guy is going to be multi the payrolls because I was already holding them once. That really, what does Lochatzit do? Lochatzit means normally just holding the metaphor once doesn't make me win. That is what Rohan points out from some first parak on that Tosos.
Right? The Tosos. I don't remember whether it's the Iger was Tosos on that one about the Gemara. I don't think I have a review of Iger. About the Gemara. Tosos Lefika. I mean, Tosos Lefika. That's more enough to basically learn about Dalit. That we keep it in Iger's question. And he said, normally, Fakamos and Metalplin does make me win if I'm no longer so that only makes it good enough to be 50-50, and then if I'm still holding, I win. Lochatzit lets me win if I was once holding it.
Chatzit makes me wonder if I was once holding it. What exactly is pshat? Why would that be? If I was once holding it, well, chatzit helps me with. And that's like, that will chatzit beats markama. No, well, chatzit only beats markama if I was once holding it. It makes my once holding it sort of last, even when I put it down someplace else. What exactly is pshat? I don't know the Svart super well, but that's where Dobie wants to go, so I can only tell about Svart inks. I wasn't going that way, but I hear what you're saying, and you have a good Svart? So, yeah. Not yet. Okay. Anyway, that is Tosos. Let's move on for a second, even though we used up some of our space, to what I think is Rov Rishonim. What does the who argues on Tosos? The Bach argues vociferously on Tosos, right? The Bach, they put in the Makor sheet. What does he say? He says, give me a second. Beis Yosef said he learns like Tosos. Shari Le Murray. How could it be that the Bach holds like Tosos? After all, he never quotes Tosos. And then he adds someplace, he says, says, and he thinks the Torah doesn't actually hold like Tosos. Says the Bach, the Torah doesn't hold like Tosos. No, we don't hold like Tosos.
We hold that if you put it down in the third part of your shas, Lochotip doesn't help you. Lochotip only helps you as long as you're still holding it, and that's how you read the Torah, even if it's in the Marakama's field. If it's my basket, I'm holding it because my Kli counts as my Rishos. And that's why I win. So the Bach says, he says earlier, Sif Aleph, if you look at the Bach earlier, Sif Aleph, maybe I should have put on the Makoros sheet.
But the Bach earlier in Sif Aleph works very, very hard to say that Tosos is dead wrong. He says, it's not true. Eladavka chinicham bershu. So Hasam, who does amkina time at lochatzev, came at you mochzak, only if it's in his Rishos. Lochatzev only helps if it's in his Rishos. Okay, and he says, and that's why the Rush didn't quote Tosos. Because the Rush.
Why did Rashi have to quote Tosos? The Rush didn't. The Rush holds like me, says, and that's why the Rambam says only if it's in his Rishos.
Because what's the Lashon of the Rambam? The Lashon of the Rambam is, Kevet Shenichres Harehim Kishar Kol Ha. First of all, he says, Harehim. Zebeches Kaso. Okay. Kevich and Nichzerik Sharkal Metaflin. Just like all Metaflin. Whoever's holding it, it's in his Rishos. What does he say here? He says, I think pretty clearly. He says, Ein Apiros Bechezkas Habalim. The Piros are not in the Chazak of the Balim. Maybe his Lashon is not 100% clear, but that's what it sounds like. It sounds like Kemish and Nichler and Kashar call Metaflin. Once you chop down the deckle, it's like Metaflin. What's the rule of Metaflin? Whoever's holding them wins. But at the very least, the Bach says the Rush is against Tosos. The Bach says the Torah is against Tosos. The Bach says that the Rambam's against Tosos. The Ritzvah sounds like he's against Tosos. Again, what many Mishonim do is they just sort of don't say Tosos, right? But let's see. The Torah and the Rush and the Rambam, the Pinbach, and Lechora, that's the Ritzvah, right? A few Rishonim quote the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah denied Tosos. Tosos said, if it's a minor Shos, what do I need Lechotze finish? It's a minor Shos, what do I need Lechotze finish? It must be the finishes, even if it's not a minor Shos. Says the Ritzvah, no, I do need Lechotze finish. Of course, I need Lochatz finish, even if it's my Rishos. Why do I need Lochatz finish, even if it's in my Rishos? Because why don't we say like Tosos, whatever's in my Rishos, I automatically win? It says no. When is whatever's in Rishos, I automatically win if we don't know how to get to my Rishos? Right? There are clearly two models. Let's say we don't know how to get to my Rishos. I'm holding, what am I holding? I'm holding this pen. And I claim you claim to be your pen I bought it. I clearly win. Because we don't know how it got to me, Mrs. Thoma, I bought it.
Another case which is clear is the next case, and that's Rav Abba. Let's say A didn't see me mug you, right? I go over to you, I hit you on the head, and I take your pocketbook. Clearly, I'm not able to say it's mine. I'm a thief. What's the case here? The case here is a little in between. We know how it got to my hands. Adam saw that I came and I just harvested it from your field, and you weren't there. How did it get into my hands? I took it from your field when you weren't there. Adam saw, right? Adam saw me eat the potatoes. Says the Ritzvah, hold on a second. Normally, without a special svara, that wouldn't work. Without a special svara, we could say, we have no idea how it got into your hands. After all, Adam saw you take it. They didn't see you take it violently or sneakily. On the other hand, they didn't see the other guy agree to give it to you. They just saw you take it. When they saw you take it, the fact that you're holding it does not prove that you bought it. Only when we don't know how you got it, the fact you're holding it proves you bought it. Because mistama, if you're holding it, the guy gave it to you. But if we know you took it when the guy wasn't here, you took it in the owner's absence, then there's no mistama from your achisa, and there's no riot. So that's basically what it sounds like for the Ritzvah, right? Says the Ritzvah, so what's our case? Our case is if you were a machzik. Now it doesn't explicitly say only for a machzik, not a tosus. That's what it sounds like, right? The Ritzvah and the Mashmaos of a lot of Rishonim. Why? Because what do a lot of Rishonim say? They say, you know what? You're Neman because you're Mochsak. You're Neman because you're Mochsak, says the Ritva. Says the Ritva, give me a second. Someplace here. He says, 1 second. Hold on a second. Exactly. So there it is. And like it says already, sounds like, not like Tosfos, right? Tosfos, Rabbeinu Yona, and the Ritva. He says, when does Lochotzef works? Rock, Al Peros. So it only works if the papers are in my rishos. It only works if the papers are in my rishos. What will Chatzit do? It lets me keep what's already in my rishos. It doesn't want to get anything found in my rishos. It only lets me keep what's already in my rishos. As in the Bach has a slightly different approach. Maybe you're saying the same thing, different words. But what about the rule that whatever's in my rishos, I don't need a special Chazaka for? What about the rule that general order to Marishus I win? So here's where.
Here is where Ruach Hanan has this whole part about. Let's go back for a second. What is the meaning? It's only if he is Mosa. He's Mokhsov, what does he need this for? The answer is, it beats Cheskes Marakama when he's Mokhsov. Doesn't Mokhsov always beat Cheskes Marakama? So that's basically what the Ritzvah is saying. He's saying that it's like Godros or Dvar Masuim Lahatul Lahaskir. Right? One Godros does the Mukhsak, does the Marakama beat the Mukhsak? Right? If you have a, let's assume we live in the real world, not the legal world, right? People let their dogs out without a leash, right? If I all of a sudden holding your dog, I have your dog in a crate in the back of my pickup truck, I'm not able to say I bought your dog because the dog is a gold dress. You walk down the street, and therefore you're just scooping up on the street. If I have your city bike, and I claim I bought it from the city bike company, I'm not Neman. Why? Because my I rented it from them.
on the Mochsuk? The answer is the Mochsuk doesn't. What do we see from Godrush and Verma Swim Hashal Hasker? The Mochsuk does not beat the Markava when there's when the Mochsuk does not prove the Mochsuk doesn't beat the Markava when the Mochzokos has no Raya power. When the Mochzokos has no Raya power, the Mochsuk doesn't beat the Markava. Normally, if I'm holding this pen that has a Raya power, it has a Chacha. Why am I holding this pen if it's not mine? Some of you assume everyone stole everything. If I'm holding this pen, then that proves that it's mine. As opposed to Gondros and Varvas from Ashla Askir, where even though there's no proof that I said that it's not mine, there's no proof that it is mine, because I could scoop up the dog from the street anytime, or I could take something that's commonly lent or commonly rented anytime I want. So what's the principle? The principle is that this just, as opposed to this law, give me a second. What's the yesod? The yesod is that let's say Aiden see me come and take something when you're not looking, right? Something of the payros, right? Again, we'll go with the ritzvah, right? Says the ritzvah. It's different here. What's the lashon of the ritzvah? I'll read you the lashon of the ritzvah in case you don't believe me. Ritzvah merd lo kasha kal the dumi the hakim shar metalkum yadua she nechlas the beis chavir and not below you the also. If Edom don't see how I take something, then I'm holding it for a normal item is a halachah that I bought. If Edom see me take something when you're not there, if we know I took something in your absence, that's not a halachah that I bought it. If I took something in your absence, how is that halachah that I bought it? After all, I took it when you weren't looking. I might have bought it, not a bochacha that I stole, but like Nasa from an Abba, where I beat you up and take your pocketbook. That's a bochacha that I stole. No. It's not a bochacha that I stole it, but it's not a bochacha that I bought it. I could have bought it, and that's why I went and took in your absence, because I bought it from you, you know, 3 hours ago, you know, in the shop, and then you told me, don't pick it up. Or I could have stolen it, because we don't know how I got it. Then it's like Gildrus. Right, says the Ritzvah, he seems to have a very, very good point here. Says the Ritzvah that without Lo Chatzif against Osos, I would lose because Machzak loses to the Marakama if his achiza is not a hochachas bailus. If his achiza is not a hochacha of Kenyan, and over here, since it was shalom afana, it's not a hochacha that I bought it. What does mochatzif do? Mochatzif makes it that I bought it. I think it's very doing to the lashon of the Rambam. What did the Rambam say? Came in shenichras hariyu kashar metalpalin. It's just like all other metalpalin. In what way is it like all other metalpalin? It's like all other metalpalin in that whoever's holding it is evidence that they own it. Right. It's like all other metalpalin. Okay. That's basically what does it do here? It just gives your achiza enough raya power that it overcomes the markama. It gives your achiza a raya power to overcome the markama, just like if we don't know how you got it. If we don't know how you got it, the fact you're holding it is evident that you bought it, because how else would you have gotten it? If I take it when you're not there, the fact that I'm holding it is not evidence that I bought it, because we know how I got it. I took it when you weren't there. But lo chatzif is evidence that I bought it, because I wouldn't have been chutzit to take when you weren't there if I hadn't bought it. And then it lets the mochzot win. The mochzot doesn't naturally beat Marakama. That's the chiddush of the ritzvah. A mochzot doesn't naturally beat Marakama. A mochzot only beats Marakama if his mochzokos has a hochacha within it. Otherwise, Marakama beats a mochzot. And that seems to be a decent proof, because in Godros, the Moshe doesn't need the Markham. Why? Because it's the Hachacha from his Mosakos. In Torah Shema Hashem Lahaska, the Moshe doesn't need the Markham. Why? There's no Hachacha in his Mosakos. Likewise, what's called Tofes Be'edin. If I take something, Shalom Ufan, if I take something in your absence, if we know, even saw, right? It's got Eden. If we know that I took something when you weren't there, that's not a proof of my bailus. That's not a proof of my bailus. Then it shouldn't be the Marikama, except that Lochatzev makes it a proof of my bailus and helps it beat the Marikama. But it only is enough to help the Mosher beat the Marikama. Right? It's only enough to help the Mosher beat the Marikama. And what does? Not a Raya Gemurah. If it was a Raya Gemurah, it wouldn't have to be Musk. But Lochatzev is equivalent Hochacha to regular Musakos, which helps. The Muchsak beat the Marikama. The Muchsak only beats the Marikama if he has a Hochacha. And this is the Hochacha.
What is the difference between Lochotsev and Chazaka in other Gazvan? Meaning, what, why are you.
Good question.
Saying it's not like normal Matata, because normal Matata people don't steal. Over here, it's a case where we know he's stolen it, but over here, there's Lochotsev because people don't steal. So it comes out to the same.
So, doesn't one of the Rishonim actually say it's the same? Who says it's the same?
Doesn't someone say it's the same? Who am I imagining? Am I making something up? Am I hallucinating? What? Someone actually said that, but I don't remember who. But the answer is maybe it is more or less the same, or it's a parallel claim.
What is the point? If I'm holding something, we don't know how I got it. Absolutely, in Ishbigan, Bibo, Masakina. Because if I'm holding something, we assume I took it with permission. If I take something when you're not there, then it's not as obvious that I'm not Masakina's goddess. And I took something when you weren't there, and actually a little chasher to be goddess. So a little chasher counts and puts us back where we started, gets us to the exact same place. And says, nah, a guy wouldn't. Basically, the chutzit means that even if he took it but in the Marikama's absence, we're still not masik in Mikneva.
So that should apply to all metals. So what? Apply to all metals?
That's exactly what it's supposed to say. We're supposed to marry to all metals. Now, again, unless you say by some metals, then there's not so much chutzitmos like.
In the half is if you walk into someone's house and you take stuff up, we don't call that
Mark. Ah, no, no, okay, fine. So what he means is this. Let me say it better. When we don't know how it got to my hands, we assume that I'm not a goddess and it got to my hands through Kenyan, valid Kenyan, or Matana. When we know that I took it without in your absence, already that's a shot of Geneva. And therefore, we would say there's no Raya, and it's like Godros, and I do have to give that to you. Unless it was something public like crops, and or the one day I announced it first. If it was something public by crops and important to the Rabban, the only crops that I announced first, then the Lochatza gets me back to the same place where we're now Moshe Mir Gneva. So it's just a different way to not be Moshe Mir Gneva. One way not be Moshe Mir Gneva is because I never did anything suspicious, so why be Moshe Mir Gneva? The other way is that I did something a little suspicious. I took something when you weren't there. But since I did it in a public way, therefore it's not suspicious anymore in Lochatza. That's getting me back to the same place. Agav, I'll just point out that this is a big chiddush. This is a big chiddush. Well, Chum actually points out that it's a little bit of a stira. What really does a muchzakos that has no mochacha be marakama or not? Does the muchzakos that has no mochacha be marakama or not? What he basically says, he proved from the Ritzva here, and from the Ritzva here, and from Dormasun Lahashla Haskar, from Gildros, that No, mochsak without a hochacha does not be barakach. He points out that there's against the Gemara in Babatia dot kof, and the Gemara is the six of Mitzvah. Okay, I have no luck. And the Gemara of Mitzvah dot kof, when we are. Two days, you can say the same thing about a number of sukkahs, which is machla parva chamar v'yalda, right? I switch a part of the chamar and the part gives birth. We don't know if it gave birth before or afterwards, so we don't know if the baby wants to. So the Gemara says, ah, lastly the shot of my time, it was a look at the shots, and he went. Says, no, it's in the agam, he's in the animals in the swamp, and it's just a rabbit. But no, it's a rabbit. Then go by Cheskemar Kama. What does that prove? That if he's in my Rishas, my Rishas defeats Cheskemar Kama. Okay, this is the famous question that Rav Chana brings up in two places. I admit it's a bit of a side point here, but what about Muchzakos She'ein Bahochacha versus Cheskemar Kama B'metaltalit? Here's a Sphira. What's his Sphira? The Spira is, what about in the case of Gondros? Devarim ha'asuyin v'chulei. The Ritzvah in our Sogya, which is where it comes up. It comes on to discussing our Sogya. What do we say? We say the Barakama wins. Right? The Barakama wins if there's no hochacha for my Muzakas. But in the case of Metzia, Machlif, Para, Bechamor, the Yolda, we don't know if it gave birth before the trade, so the Markama keeps the baby, or gave birth after the trade, so it's the new guy, the new owner's baby, right? Cat. I guess not a baby, it's a cat. Then what are we saying? The Machzak wins. Whoever the Rosh Hashanah wins. Meaning, if this used to be your cow, and it used to be your fetus, and now it's in my Rishos, I win, even though you're the Marakah. So that is a Sphira that Rav Chana is bothered by. The answer is obvious. Obviously, what's the answer to the Sphira? Okay, that's what Rav Chana says, right? He says, Dror D'Mamona, meaning, do we have an, let's call Dror D'Mamona, what most Rav Chana say, an objective suffering, right? In the case of Machlof Parva Chamor, there was an objective suffering, meaning either the par gave birth before the trade or after the trade. That's an objective suffering, which no one knows. In the case of Gogur's Gorsha, the Hashil, the Pasker, the Ritzvah, our case, etc., or just go and take your thing when you're not there, there's no objective suffering. We have no objective pre existing suffering, 50-50 roll the dice one way or the other. It's just my word against your word. So he says that's the difference. That's clearly the difference. Clearly the difference is that in Machlof Parva Chamor, there's some objective rolling the dice something which has nothing to do with either of our types. While in the case of that we're talking about, it's a matter of my word against your word. The question is, you know, how do you formulate that? I would formulate that a little bit. Okay, we're saying same thing in words. He says, ah, Muchzakos wins if there's word of moment, there's an objective something. There's an objective suffix, your Muzakos is significant. If there's not an objective suffix, your Muzakos is not significant. It might really tie into the exact correlation, different answers to the question Tosfos asked there about Tzira. I'm not going to get into it. I understand a very simple way that, again, I think it's saying the same thing. In the case of a Tzira, your Chezkas Marakama is clearly irrelevant. If I use one of the terminology, it's no beer hat. Who cares about your Cheskas Marakama? It's 50-50 whether it gave birth before the trade or after the trade. There's an objective suffix. Your Cheskas Marakama cannot prove that there'll be your Cheskas Marakama is no beer power. It's no Hokaka power. So there's a clear 50-50 suffix. If your Cheskas Marakama has no Hokaka and my Mazaka has no Hokaka, mostly beats Marakama. The case of Dorbusu Mahashka Lasker, Gomrosh, and the guy who writes by, took something from your property when you weren't there. your Hesksmar Kama still has a lot of Hokama power. It's yours because it's yours and no one can prove they bought it from you. Right? Here, the Hesksmar Kama, since there's no Drug Mamona, the Hesksmar Kama has a Hokama power. A Hesksmar Kama's a Hokama power. Again, seeing softness without a Hokama power, clearly the Hesksmar Kama wins. So it's somehow that's going to be the difference. Again, this is a side point for us, but here, basically, what we're saying is this is. Drara de Mamona. Again, I'm not sure. I'm saying the same thing here. We're just saying something a little different. In Drara de Mamona, what it is, there's an objective suffix. If there's an objective suffix, no one has any Hokama power. There's no Shayek Mimavagner. There is no Beer here. It's 50 suffix. You know, the counter birth before the trade was called or after the trade was called. It has nothing to do with anything. It's just rolling dice. There, it's a matter of pure hakra. It's a matter of pure hakra. Most of it is better than Markama. Right? There is an objective suffix. As an objective suffix, again, I'm saying over a little bit, Bobby, there is no Birur. And therefore, Muxud wins because the Muxud wins all Varaya. But in the case of Golden Rose, there's no Dror de Mamona. There's no objective suffix. You have your taina, and I have my taina. Your taina is, it's your cow, so it's still your cow. There's no evidence you sold it. That's a good viewer. It's your cow. It's also one as evidence you sold it. I have Muslakis, that have no viewer power. Then it makes a lot of sense. The Cheskas Marikama is a viewer. The Muxak has no viewer. Ah, the fact I'm holding it proves nothing, because anyone can hold this. The fact that it was once yours proves a lot, because everyone knows something belongs to an owner until someone buys it. And therefore, I'm going to consider that Marikama that has a lot of viewer power, so then Muzak is irrelevant. Muzak, as you said, Muzak is only relevant to Berg Mamola. And Muzak is not relevant if someone wins. If someone has evidence, someone else doesn't. Muzak is only relevant if they both have evidence or if neither has evidence. Okay, that is. Okay, bit of a side point, but it's a very, very important piece. So, you know, what's more powerful, Cheskas Marikama or Muxak in the Talmud? And the answer is it really depends. It really depends. If they both have viewer power, you used to own it, so you own it until proven otherwise, but I'm holding it. How would I have gotten it if I hadn't bought it? Then Muxak wins. If neither one has viewer power, it's ruling dice that it give birth before or after. No one knows anything. There's no way to prove anything. It's just whatever. Then the Muxak wins. However, the Markama has viewer power. You owned it until someone else can prove they bought it. And my hold doesn't prove anything. Then the Markama wins. Okay, that's how you say over this real comment. In any case, getting back to our original topic, right? We have so far three shitas as to the nature of this real chutzah finish. Again, the way the Beis Yosef says it's a riot of Mura, even though it's you're the Markama and it's sitting in your property. Once I picked it for 1 second, the way that would be chutzpah, it's a right word that I win. The pashas in Tosa that go to Shri is not necessarily from. No. It's not a right word. It only works when no one's mosque. When I'm mosque, I don't need it. When no one's mosque, then will chutzpah help me win? What does it help me win? The pashas shot to help me win against Kessis Markama. And even though by the carpet doesn't help me win against Kessis Markama, I'm not going to say that's because Kessis Markama carpet is different than Kessis Markama top limit. Or Rochanan says, no, it means in a case where neither one's Moslek and neither one's the Barakah. Because we both claim to have owned it for 40 Grohlim, that's Rochanan, a little bit the Chak. And therefore, all it does is tie break a Koldol and Vire. The third Shita is what it sounds like from most Rishonim. They all say it only works in Rishuzo. Simple Shai is there, it's disagreeing with Tosos. The response mostly disagreed with Tosos. He says, you're wrong. You need Lochanan. It wouldn't have helped you without Lochanan if your Moslekos wouldn't help, because it's not a normal Moslekos. This is Muzakas where we know you took it in someone's absence. When you took it in someone's absence, that becomes like Goldros and Torah Masim Lahashu Lahaskir, that there's no Mokacha in your Muzakas, and therefore you lose the Markham. Rather, you need Lochatzit just to bring you, make you equal to a regular Mokhsak. There seems to be a fourth Shita, unless he's Lavdavka, which is the Me'iri. Says the Me'iri, doesn't sound like he's Lavdavka. Pillow says the Me'iri, he says, I'll read it to you. It says, if you hadn't picked them yet,
You wouldn't win if he argued with you. Oh, liktam lachim, you picked them and didn't eat them, that wouldn't help. Masalkino sober Rushalzeh. The guy says, I didn't sell them. Marakama wins. Yikomakum achlan, nema minishma hetzal pirshalachu.
If you already ate them, again, I assume, so he said, so you have to already eat them. There's a difference between the pirus being there and you having eaten them. If the pirus are around, then this, if the pirus are sitting on my silo, well, chatzit doesn't help me. I have to return this. It's only if I ate the pirus that will chatzit help me. That seems to be the fourth shita of the Meiri. There seem to be four different shitas how strong mochatzit is. It works even to take away from the mochatzit. It works if meal one's mochatzit. It works only on mochatzit. Or the Meiri seems to be going further. It only works if I already ate them. Even if I'm mochatzit, I have them, my silo doesn't work. It only works if I already ate them. That is a big, big chiddush to the Meiri. Again, theoretically, someone could say that the Meiri didn't really mean it. You could, but you know, he says it. He says only a lichtam lo'achlan versus achlan. Someone wants to reinterpret this idea. He really means like the Bach. He really means lichtam below hivim l'shuso or hivim l'shuso. That's not what he says. Says the Meiri, no.
Rock in kfar achal ha'peros. Only helps if you already ate.
It does, it only helps if you already ate. It doesn't even help if the pirus are even mussa doesn't help. Even if he's mussa gets rich from the pirus, even if they're in silo, it only helps if you already ate the pirus. The guy sued him for money. That's a big finish to me. That's a super duper radical shita. Very, very, very radical shita, I must admit. What's pshat? Apparently the Meiri thinks that apparently, the Meiri thinks that it's not even strong enough to help the Mukhsuk be Cheskes Marakama. Even from Mukhsuk this Peros doesn't help, I still have to give him back to cure the Marakama on the Peros. You know, the only time it helps is if I already ate the Peros. Then you're not suing me for Peros, you're suing me for money. Ah, no one's the Marakama on the money. Right? You don't have a Cheskes Marakama on my money, you only have 100 Peros. And obviously, he's understanding Marakama not so much like a proof. Because then it would really appear that if you're the Marakama on the Peros, then I would have money. But more like a with a Muchzakus. What is she basically saying? She is saying that, give me a second here. My muchzakas, he obviously thinks is worthless, right? My muchzakas on this pirus is worthless. That's why I have to return the pirus to you, even though chatzit wouldn't help me. But, and that's why your marakama wins. What does lochatzit just do? Lochatzit beats cheskes marakama if you're suing me for money. Not if you're suing me for payrolls. What does this mean? If you're suing me for payrolls, you're the Marakama on the payrolls. If you're suing me for money, you're not the Marakama on the money. And my Mosakas is worthless. Not only that, Lochatzit can't even beat Chezkas Marakama. And therefore, since you're the Marakama on the payros, if you sue me, I can't even say Lochatzit if you can payros. The only thing Lochatzit does is it makes me not a Badai Ganef. Makes me not a Badai Ganef. Since it makes me not a Badai Ganef, therefore, if you're suing me for the payros, you're Marakama on the payros, you win. But if you're suing me for money because I ate the payros, then there's no Marakama on of money. Then the question, my father ganef? No, chutz benish means I'm not a father ganef. The suffix, and if it's a suffix, then I don't pay you money. It's a suffix. I still believe that appears to be a markama, but I don't have to give you back money. Just, I'm running out of time, just makes a suffix. Okay. We didn't fully address Obi's concern before, but Kitzer, we see now four shitas as to the Yisod of our Sukkah. What does it mean? Lo chutz benish to make a pair of sloppy way? Is that a raya gmura that beats everything? Is that only something that helps, that beats Marakama, if there's no mochzak? A weak proof that overrides Marakama, there's no mochzak, or Narasana doesn't even override Marakama, just tilts a stalemate when there's no Marakama and there's no mochzak. Is it something that, I guess we have to add a little, Rokana says, it helps bring a hochaka, not a hochaka gemura, but a hochaka that is counterbalances Feskus Markama. It can counterbalance Feskus Markama. Once I counterbalance Feskus Markama, it doesn't beat Feskus Markama, so I still need Moksuk. It counterbalances Feskus Markama, and therefore I win if it is a Moksuk. Is equivalent to hochaka, meaning, what does that mean, equivalent to hochaka? Should say over what we saw in the Sorel Chanan. I'm really running out of room. We'll make a little embassy here. It counterbalances. Feskus Marakama. Right, that's what he's saying. Right, that was at the Homo Chanan in the beginning of the Dafis on Alpatosis. It counterbalances Feskus Marakama, and therefore let me win a farm also. It basically turns it into Bamatsi.co. You have Feskus Marakama, I have Bokhatib. So your equal viewers throw them out. We're back to Makhu Farakama, the Moksuk wins. Or do we say no, it doesn't even counterbalance Cheskas Markama? It loses even the Cheskas Markama. All it does is create enough of a suffix that if you have no Cheskas Markama, you can't sue me for money. If you're suing me for money, there's no Cheskas Markama. I can say I may or may not owe you money, and I don't have to pay you money. That's the sheet of the okay, those are four shitas in our sugya. Let's just go a little further in our sugya. Where's Chaim? Let's see if I can do this without Chaim. Hold on. Okay, if it worked. Let's go on to then the next line of the Gemara. Says the next line of the Gemara. And we'll come back to it in a year or so. Says the next line of the Gemara. I know we mentioned it once. Ihachi Aranavi. If Mochatzit works, it should even work for the land. No, the Gemara says. Yeah, theoretically it should work for land, quote unquote, whatever that means. But it doesn't because if I claim that I bought the land, then even though I have Mochatzit on my side, I have a strong proof against it called Ashmi Shtar. Says I really bought the land, whereas I haven't been there for years. Where's my Shtar? So therefore, it's a proof I didn't build the land. Ah, you helped me pay Renami. So even if I claim to have bought the Peros, why don't I lose? Could you say, well, since you don't have a Shtar, this proof you didn't buy the Peros? No, the answer is Shtar the Peros would be a cheap. People usually, or at least sometimes, sell Peros without a Shtar. So my lack of Shtar will allow a loan over the Peros. So I went to the Volkhatsa. When it comes to the land, he says we will always sell land with a shtar. Luckily, we can sell land against one another, but everyone always sells land with a shtar. That's the only normal way to sell land. Therefore, the lack of a shtar, if I've been there less than 3 years, is a proof that I didn't buy the land, and that's why I lose. Okay, sounds very reasonable. The big muscle she's shown to me is what does it mean? Ihachi Aranami. Let's just. We had this at the very beginning of the year, right? Some of you, most of the people in this room just caught that, right? So you're holding this. What does it mean? Ihachi ara nami. Right? Lo chotzef should help. So, what are the two ways? One way is the pshat. What's the pshat? That hatoein shekana karka, well, it all starts the same way. Ve achal rak Shtei Shanim, right? Ihachi Aranami, meaning the case of Rav Nachman. Ihachi Aranami, the case of Rav Nachman. What's the two different? Yizke v'karkas mishom chezkas lo chatzet v'chuli. That's the pashup shot, right? Who said the pashup shot that he should get the land? What? He says the Rishpan here. I hachivu aranami kitons v'timinach lehem nu hu belo edi chazaka. He doesn't blow in a chazak without any Edom. If there are no Edom, then how do we know he ate Heroes? He means without Edom for 3 years. So this is the Rashbam, even before the Rashbam. It is Rabbeinu Gershom. And Gershom reads a Kapshuto. It's a Pashup Shad in the Gemara. It's a Pashup Shad in the Gemara, and it's also the Shita of the Ramban and the Rashba. However, Tosos denies it. Tosos says no. Yizke, it doesn't mean that he should get the land. Rather, it means he should Good. Lo yatsir peiros sha'achal against Rav Nachman. Lo yatsir peiros sha'achal mishum chezkas lo chatzit bechuli. After all, he shouldn't have to repay the peiros. Paying it for the land, it's not strong enough to win land. But it should be strong enough to get out of paying for the peiros. After all, we know it's strong enough to get out of paying for the peiros. We already have established it's strong enough to get out of paying for peiros. That's the whole point. If I say the Paris arrived, the unnamed so I would be low cut to make how Paris will have to play. So if I claim to have both the land and the payros, I also should at least win copy the payros. Meaning, whatever the case is, if I'm already mostly going to Paris, going to mostly show them, if I already ate them according to the Eri, if I put them someplace else according to Dosos, well, I should be Zoka in the payros because that's strong enough to get the payros. This is the Paris shot of Dosos. And the Ritva, right? I think that's what we had on the Makoros. But in brackets, we also had, just so you shouldn't thank Tos the Ritva, such minority Shita, the Rush, and Rabbeinu Yonah.
Doesn't the Shita of the Brahman or Kampiris on the Chulay go against everything?
Okay, so let's hazard that for a moment. Don't we just hazard that? He says, by now he says. What's the yisod of the machlokas here? The yisod of the machlokas here is that what's the machlokas? Machlokas is very clear. Is that the Rashbam, the Gershom, and the Rabban, the Rashba, they think that lo chatzim v'chule. I know I'm not really saying this yet. This is all approximate cause, but is strong enough to win the karka, and therefore the havami is that it's strong enough to win the karka because of lochatzit. Kamash v'lan, that it would be strong enough to win the karka, but you have a counterproof. The counterproof is achri shtara. We can prove you didn't buy the land, you don't have a shtara. Suppose the toast is very, very clearly.
And basically, you have to say that this sugya, according to that way of learning, the sugya complete.
Exactly, not strong enough to win. No, it's not strong enough to win the karka. It's not strong enough to win karka. That's exactly what Tosa says. What does Tosa say? Now, why do they argue about this? So, now, okay, we all know the game I always play. We all know the methodology I always espouse. Right? What's the end of my sentence?
They could be arguing that one of two is effective.
Exactly. Correct. That's not my methodology. Whose methodology is that?
So it's Rabat. Nah, okay, I'll be modest here. Or Raz will say if it's Rabat, then you know, you don't have to say that it's a Shem Svaras. What are they arguing about here? It's a fundamental machlokes. As Abe points out, this goes back to Nachav Tesam Aleph. What did Rabba mean when Rabba says, you know, what was its exact wording? The end of the sugya. What did he say? He says, Shat gamais mizdari ish deshtare, tarti plas mizdari, tfei lo mizdair. What did he mean? This is my focus. According to the Rabban and the Rashba and the Gershom and the Rashban, he seems to have meant, really, you should win in 1 or 2 years. Really, you shouldn't need 3 years. Really, you have enough proof, lochot of imish, to win in less than 3 years. However, you have a counter, you have a side problem, a counter bubach mishtarach, which takes away your victory until you have 3 years. And the way Tosos really read it is that no, there's no happening that you would win in less than, you win the karka in less than 3 years. The whole lach mishtarach is not talking about karka at all. That was talking about payros. That's what I'm talking about, something totally, totally different. And what Rava meant is rather that you need 3 years to have a proof. Isn't that you have a proof in less than 3 years, right? Just you need 3 years to take away the counterproof, or that's two ways of reading Rava, right? And that's, we have this on the board at some point, right? We have this on the board, Yoni? Okay, fair enough. Very honest of you. No, and neither are you a yes man, but we did have another board. What did Rava mean? Rava meant you have proof in less than 3 years, but you need 3 years to eliminate the counterproof, if that is a word, even if it's not a word, as opposed to a Tosfos would say that no, that's not what Rava meant. That's a misinterpretation of Ardmore. Ardmore is talking about payrolls. You have a proof for payrolls in less than 3 years. And Achri starts the counterproof that ruins it. But you have no adequate proof. You have enough proof to keep payrolls whole, but not enough proof to take someone's land. No adequate proof until 3 years. Oh, then what did Rava talk about the Zarvis started? So maybe it means because you really have no adequate proof in 3 years either, it's just a takana. Or maybe he means, no, you only have adequate proof in 3 years because of the fact that if the show takes long enough for you to have lost your star, proves that he's lying, that he really sold it to you.
What's Rashi more of a personal?
What?
I'm
Kaftet, I'm an Aleph. We actually read the Rashban Kaftet of an Aleph a little more than Tosfot, and then later on in Daf Nun Vav, we read Ramban, Molik Ramban, which worked. Going back to the Rashban Daf Kaftet of an Aleph, I reread the Rashban Daf Kaftet of an Aleph, and it could be that I was overreading the Rashban Daf Kaftet of an Aleph. But okay, well, let's, you know, we have to really be behind in that because, you know, he was the champion I wanted to make. For the Tosfos side, basically says either Takana or the fact that you're still safe long enough for you to lose your star, and I put that into the Rashba. And okay, it could, I admit unhappily that sometimes in different parts of the parrot, you show them a little different, and that's, that's not okay with me, but I'm not really sure what to do.
I feel like until Dobie has a better answer, then I'm allowed to do my job.
Right. So
that was the best one.
No. Okay. Anyway, let us just come back to this. What are they arguing about? And here, you know, I sort of do have a mashmash from the lashon what they're arguing about. You know, what are they arguing about? What did I have here? Rabbi Gershom, Rashban, Ramban, Rashba, and here I have Tosfos, the Ritva, the Rush, and Rabbeinu Yonah. I don't know why I spotted it to make the right column chronological, but the left column is very not. Should really be Tosos, Rabbeinu Yonah, Rush, Ritva. But okay, doesn't make a difference. What's the Yesod of the Machlokes, right? What is the Yesod of Machlokes? So it could be that they're arguing about Luchatz of Enish. If we saw this Machlokes that house from Luchatz of Enish is, again, I'm not going to be particularly attracted to this because the Shitas are not particularly, don't particularly go well that way. And the Lashon here, the Shitas they said in the last four don't match particularly well, and the Lashon they say right here doesn't match particularly well. So I don't think this is the most likely scenario, but maybe they're arguing about Lochatzif. After all, it depends how strong of a raya it is. If Lochatzif is a strong enough raya, or we think according to the Asiosis version, again, this is why either this is that shot, which again, I don't want this shot or the Asiosis run, because it's also on the wrong side. But if you say it is a raya gemura, it's a strong raya, then it should work even to win someone's land. It rolls a really, really strong raya, really strong raya being multi-cocker, the damn arcana. If you're saying, no, it's not really a strong raya at all, it's just enough to, counterbalance something else if you are the muxa. And here he is not the muxa. A raya gemura, even if you're not Mosak, again, I don't love this shot, as I'll mention a few times, as opposed to if you say, no. It's not a Raya Gemura, and it only works for a Mosak. And after all, in Karka, you can't really be Mosak. No one's Mosak, or the Merkan is Mosak, because the Merkan is more important. So you can't use it to get someone's Karka. Okay, so maybe they're arguing how strong this has got to look up to the issues. But I think it's unlikely. It doesn't match the Lashon here terribly much. It doesn't match the Shitas early. I think more likely, probably, they're arguing about Cheskas Karkos. Because if you look in the Lashon of Ramban here, that's the way the Ramban makes sense. Says the Ramban, he says, we all admit that you can't, that it only works if you're a Muchsak. Because Elmaida Tafislay. Shalom knew who Elmaida Tafislay. No, only it only works for someone who's already Muxak. But he says, no, love, that's not a bad piercing. Since he's Muxak in the land, it should work for him. He is Muxak in the land. Who says Markham is Muxak in the land? The Muxak is Muxak in the land. So it should work for him. And that's what the Rashba also says. The Ara Mamish Ka'amar Varehi Kepiros to Achal came in the Nachas Lavakoi Begatla. Since he's already in the land, that is good enough. So, what do the Rabban and the Rashba say? Say the Rabban and the Rashba. Oh, the Mapsik is Mochsak in the land even before 3 years. No, he is mostly in the land even before 3 years. But what do you mean only there's only a Marakama, he's nothing? No, he is Tophis the land. He is mostly in the land even less than 3 years. Oh, why doesn't he win? The things about his start, like it says here, then it should Mochatze finish, should help him. Because he is mostly in the land. Well, Tosus would say, Tosus doesn't say terribly much, I admit, right? But Tosus doesn't say terribly much. All Tosus says is Eino Nevan appears to look at Kfar, but he can be Eloch Eino Nevan. And something wasn't look at Kfar, but some of the other Rishonim, their lashon is a little more specific. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah. In 1 second, or does he have a great lashon? Okay.
He doesn't have a great lashon,
so let's just say that no, that the karka is not Bershuso, because it always remains in the Rishos of the Marakama. So it could be they're arguing here about the nature of how karka works, right? The nature of how karka works. They both agree how strong the cause is, or at least more or less. The question is, am I just trying to keep the karka I'm already holding, or am I trying to take away karka from you? If I'm trying to take away karka from you, then it's not going to work. You have to reinterpret this line in the Gemara. If I'm trying to just keep the karka that I'm already holding onto on the Rashba, then we understand why the Chatzit would work. And that's really the law that runs the Rashba. It sounds like this is what they're arguing about,
which is a very fundamental law. Well, this, and that's why we mentioned it at the beginning of the year. Okay, there's only one thing we have not properly elucidated yet. Let's at least give a Rashi Prakim, which is the question of Tosos at the end of the Rashba V'i. What's the question of Tosos at the end of the Rashba V'i? Rav Nachman said, why isn't everyone, notice this is not the same as the question Tosa just said. Tosa just said, the question is, why doesn't everyone who says, I bought the land from you and ate it for 2 years, at least get to keep the payros, because Lo Chatzim is good enough to win the payros? The answer is because Achri Shtarach is against him. The Tosa has a different question. Why isn't everyone who says it's my land at least get to eat the payros? Because they could have said, I bought the payros. Why did Rav Nachman say, under other Adri Peyri, don't we at least have a Migo of, isn't there at least a Migo of Yor the payros? If you're Torah, you love Renan of Hirsharati, well, I see Sadi also be Shanim, Kiyach Shmaitin, Yenem of the Tat, say, the Migo di Bayam of the payros, Yerati. Why doesn't this work? Because of a show. Okay, reasonable question. What's funny is that if you look at a Rabbeinu Gershom, how would Rabbeinu Gershom answer Tosa's question? Okay, I'm not sure. Sounds like he's saying that's exactly what Rabbeinu Vint said. The way I'm reading Rabbeinu Gershom, that's exactly what Rabbeinu Vint meant. That's not a question why no one said it. Someone did say it. That's what Rabbeinu Vint said. Amr Zvid, I'm my hungry payri, but Eton Amr Lepeshirati, etc. Naman. What do you mean if he was Tony Peshirati Naman, but he wasn't Tony Peshirati? I think where Zvid means amigo. Why does he have to give the payers back? After all, he's amigo. Again, he doesn't use the word amigo. That's what it sounds like. And the answer is sort of Zvid wins. Maybe Take is Naman amigo. Maybe we're not going to be friends. It's very radical. No one else in the world holds that. That's okay. Maybe Rabbeinu Gershom holds that. So maybe Rabbeinu Gershom holds that. That is the that's the answer. That there is no answer to the question. That's exactly where Rizvid said to Rav Nachman. Rizvid wasn't making a ha'ara. Oh, make a ha'ara in a different case. This is what Pesach would be. Rizvid was attacking Rav Nachman. Right. So the question is, Mama ain ko machzik beis shanim neman lagabe peros migu di body taught in the peros shirati. There are two sheets of that say that's in the Gemara. One is Rabbeinu Gershom. Says Rabbeinu Gershom, I think that's what he means. Right? That and a Hanami. Neman. Vizah Kabanas Rafid. That's exactly what Rafid meant. Rafid meant he's Neman Vigo Lapirashirati. Said the Ritva in the name of Achirim. Basically, what do they have in common? Basically, this is in the Gemara. There are two sheets that said this is in the Gemara. This question of Tosos is in the Gemara. Says Rabbeinu Gershom, that's what it's kasher from that one. And Takumi Paskin says the Ritva in the name of Achir. I don't know who these Achir are. Said that's the Gemara's question of Ihachi Aranami.
So Gemara's question was not what everyone else said. Believe him because of lo chatzis stach. That was the Gemara's question. Zeh koshyas ha-Gemara. Ihachi aranami. And if that's Kushi Gemara, we know what the answer is. What the answer in two words? Ahishtara. Right? Teirot to Achmishtarev, meaning Achmishtarev beats Migo. Achmishtarev is so strong that it beats Migo. It's like an Anin Sadi and Migo Makam Eidim. Right? Meaning Achmishtarev beats Migo. We want to believe him with Amigo. Believe him. We got the pairs with Amigo, but we can't believe him because there's an Achmishtarev that proves he's lying. And Achmishtarev beats Migo. Okay, those are two answers they say in the Gemara. The rest of Rishonim say this question is not in the Gemara, and they give separate answers. Shari Rishonim saying this question is not in the Gemara. Okay, what answer do they give? The hour's already late, so I think we'll have to just push it off a little. Till next time. I will have to push that off till next time. We'll have to briefly just finish up this discussion next time and see the, I think there's a subtle difference between the Ramban and most of the Rishonim here and the Tosafot when we give them an hour in terms of their approach to this question, which I'll have in Nafkamina. And if anyone really wants to think about it, contrast what the Ramban says about this question to what the Ramban says about the case where he is a meager, he could have said he never ate payroll, or no again, and see how those two Rambans, which side of Kakura they fall in, the Kohatanya versus a Umdana, and you know, see if you can figure that out better than I can. In any case, but Ba'ikr next time, I want to talk about the famous Naska Rabbi Abba, very, very famous Sugya. You want to start with the Gemara until, it's a long Gemara. I mean, it's not so many lines of Gemara, but it's a very complex Gemara until the end of Lamed Aleph Aleph. We're not going to be able to finish the next year. Start with the Gemara until the end of Lamed Aleph Aleph, and the Tosos there, and Rashbam and Tosfos, and you want to look at the Rav Yah, but I didn't bring the Maran Makom for the Rav Yah. And you want to look at the Ramban here, and then I'll send out more Makor Samirtz Hashem later. Okay, so we'll just briefly finish up this discussion, and we'll talk about Naska Rav Yah next time. We'll see you Mirtz Hashem later.
The what?
That's what it sounds like, no?
Yeah.